2. Joseph strode to his brother and the distraught young man. He gripped Dylan's shoulders and squeezed, hoping to transmit understanding and comfort. Dropping his hands, he signed, "We're going to find out who did." Alonzo shifted, anxiety oozing from him. Joseph had sent a text message to his brother to let him know that he had arrived in town and would see him soon, but after his visit to the morgue, Joseph had come straight to the crime scene. Alonzo and Dylan had come to find him. He studied the lanky young suspect in front of him. Frantic blue eyes, blonde hair, a smattering of freckles across a sharp nose and pale cheeks. Then Alonzo, who was Dylan's physical opposite. A little shorter, with brown eyes and dark skin. He was a younger version of Joseph, their Italian heritage prominently displayed. A small cut on Dylan's chin looked angry, red. Alonzo had a bit of stubble that had already grown out since this morning. His little brother and his friends were already shaving, growing up. Were grown up, he realized. Dylan was considered a man, and old enough to be tried as an adult if convicted of murder. What would that do to Alonzo, who fervently believed in his friend's innocence? Joseph signed. I believe you. Unless I find solid evidence to the contrary, I believe you. Okay? Chest still heaving, Dylan glared back at Joseph, and Joseph flinched at the agony in the boy's eyes. Either the kid was an excellent actor, or he was telling the truth. Caitlin came up to sign. You two shouldn't be here. Joseph wanted to tell her to stay away, but she was right. Neither of the teens should be here. Wrapping one arm around his brother's shoulder and the other around Dylan, he steered them back to the idling vehicle Alonzo had left in the middle of the road. With his free hand, Joseph signed, Let's go home. Caitlin will take care of this. Dylan shot Caitlin one last glare that gradually turned pleading. Please believe me. Compassion flickered briefly before her expression solidified into granite. I'll believe the evidence. This time, Joseph shot her a hard look as he turned the boys toward the car once more. Joseph signed and spoke to his brother.
You two go to the house. I'll follow you there and we'll talk, all right?
Wait a minute. Caitlin protested. This is my case, too. If you're going to question him, I need to be there. Joseph turned back to look at her, his breathing hissing from his lungs. Even driving him crazy, even in the midst of a murder investigation and, yes, even exhibiting her bulldog tendency, she still had the power to stop him in his tracks with her beauty. He really had to get over that. She'd made it clear she didn't want anything to do, romantically, with him. Hands on her hips, feet planted wide, she thrust her jaw forward and narrowed her eyes. Arguing with her would be fruitless. Besides, she was right. They were there to work together. They both had a common goal. Find the bad guy. He had to put aside his personal feelings and keep his heart under control. I'm not questioning them in any official capacity right now. I'm just talking to my brother and his friend. He paused. But all right, come on. I'm staying with my parents right now, so why don't you meet us there? Shock at his easy acquiescence flashed across her features before she could cover it up, but she didn't hesitate. Right. See you there. During the 10-minute drive, Alonzo practically superglued himself to Joseph's bumper. Caitlin kept a safer distance back, probably trying to figure out his motive for agreeing to her presence. The truth was, Joseph Scott was telling him that Dylan had nothing to do with the disappearance of Kelly or the death of Tracy. What he wasn't completely sure of was whether Dylan had been entirely truthful about his reason for being on the campus. It made sense, and yet... Hopefully they would get to the bottom of this and find Kelly before she turned up dead, too. Caitlin called in her destination and let her captain know Joseph was in town and they'd met up at the crime scene. Dylan was still a suspect, but the evidence thus far was flimsy. He still had his freedom until something else turned up. Whereas Caitlin thought he was guilty, she could tell Joseph believed the boy. Great. They were immediately working the case from opposite sides. God, I know when I became a Christian all those years ago, you never promised me an easy life. But things are getting too complicated too fast. First my mother, now Joseph? Caitlin didn't have any doubts about Joseph's investigative skills. That didn't concern her. Working in close proximity with a man she once had feelings for...